Bet anything, anytime, anywhere with MyBookie.ag. And for this week only, get a 110% sign-on bonus. 110% of your initial deposit by using code NEXTROUND. That's MyBookie.ag, code NEXTROUND.
Jim Dunaway, Lance Taylor, Ryan Brown, and Rockstar. Live from the Birmingham Racecourse Casino Studios, the next round, presented by Bud Light, is on now.
I don't have the broadcast partner for this, or I don't know if it's been decided upon yet, but a smart move earlier this week. A game moved from Saturday opening weekend to that Thursday night that always looks for a little storylines on Thursday night. Colorado's opener moved to Thursday night against North Dakota State.
I'll watch. It was they were very, very fun to watch in the first 3 weeks of the season last year. And I think it, for a different reason now, like you had this curiosity effect, and then they over-delivered against TCU, and you're like, holy crap. But it's going to be an opposite now. People are going to think North Dakota State can win this game.
Oh,
that's
yeah.
Why you get a lot of people watching.
Well, you know, so I have college, I forgot, Sirius XM like 84, 85, whatever the college sports is.
84.
Yeah, I've typically got it on there. And when I'm commuting, I'm normally on the phone. But when I'm not, that'll be on in the background. And I heard somebody just hyping up one of their guests yesterday, hyping up Colorado. And he was talking about how much better they're going to be up front and how many, you know, how much more forgivable the schedule is. And then I looked and it was Buff Insider.
Yeah,
because I thought for a minute, because I haven't heard anybody say that. Have you guys?
What do you think? That's a single digit point spread that game, right?
Yes, I think Colorado will be a touchdown favorite.
Yeah, so I mean that's an interesting football game Thursday night, and I can't even remember what the big Thursday night game is right now. If there is,
if they lose that one, that's the big Thursday night game.
Yeah, there's no doubt. I mean, there's some down the line SEC games that already. I know Missouri moved theirs. There was one other that moved, but they're not big games. As of right now, that's my most, unless I've missed one, that's the Thursday night game I'm most interested in.
This day in history, the last, we base our show out of Birmingham, Alabama, if you're watching us across the country. But a lot of you are local, so you know we're based out of Birmingham. On this day in history, in 1974, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Tampa Bay was awarded a franchise, not yet known Tampa Bay Buccaneers. So Tampa Bay got the franchise. That was the last time that I legitimately believe Birmingham was on the radar to get an NFL franchise. Birmingham was a comparative size city back then. And Hugh Culverhouse, who was the owner that was applying, was an Alabama guy. People believe there was a deal made between him and the Bear Bryant not to put a franchise in Birmingham.
And at the time, Legionville was a nice enough stadium, right?
Yeah, in the 60s, and you know they would have probably built a new one at some point or something. But Birmingham was on the radar when they expanded to Tampa and Seattle. Birmingham was in the mix of discussion. And this is the day that Tampa Bay was officially awarded a franchise back in 1974 that would become my franchise. In 1976, when they were they debuted. If you'd forget about their debut in 1976, they lost their first 26 games.
Yeah,
in 76 into 77, and I didn't know this until
they
came in
with the Seahawks, right?
Yeah, them and the Seahawks, and
that's back when the Seahawks were AFC. Yeah. For those that forget, right?
Yeah, Seahawks were AFC, and for 1 year, so too was Tampa Bay.
Really?
Yeah,
they
both were in the, or maybe Seattle was in the NFC and Tampa was in the AFC. And
I think that's the way it was. Seattle was NFC, then went to AFC, right. And then eventually went back to NFC.
And then Tampa Bay flipped over. But I didn't know this either. 26 games they lost, 11 of those were shutouts. They got shut out 11 of their first 26 games. Talking about bad offenses early on.
When the Jags first came in.
Well, by the way, was Spurrier their starting quarterback?
For some games early on. Yeah, I don't know if it was the 76 season.
Because, you know, I mean, but they turned it around pretty quick. In 79, they played for the NFC Championship with Doug Williams.
Yeah. And I think we were shut out in that game.
They were 9-0.
Speaking of shutouts.
Didn't the Jags make the AFC Championship game in their third year? Am I right about that?
I think Carolina made it in their second year.
Went to the Super Bowl pretty quick.
Pretty quick. What was their first year? 97?
And then the Jags went to the
Super Bowl in 2004?
I think the Jags got to an AFC championship game faster than the Panthers did.
Yeah, I do too. 95 was the Jags' first year, and I remember them making it in their third season. And,
I thought it was 99. Was it 98? Because I know in 99 they were favored over Tennessee. Tennessee beat them for the third time in the season.
I just remember thinking, my gosh, that's a quick bill, because I think they won at Denver to make the AFC championship game. I think they had to go to Denver. I was like, yeah, they're not going to win at Denver. I couldn't remember that wrong. Or maybe that was the AFC championship game in Denver, and Terrell Davis ran all over him because Denver went on to win the Super Bowl. But anyway, that is super hard in the NFL, Jim, because as you know, I mean, I don't think we'll ever see an expansion team in the NFL. I don't know if the NFL will ever expand again. Do you guys think they will?
Kerry Collins got the Panthers there in year two or three, yeah. Says Jay.
Yeah, I think it was year two.
Do you think the NFL would ever expand again?
Was that the game against the Ravens?
Against the Giants.
Yeah.
The Giants smoked them.
In the NFC Championship?
Yeah,
Kerry Collins was with the Giants when they played the Ravens in the Super Bowl, is what you're thinking of. Kerry Collins with the Giants quarterback.
Yeah.
Do you think the NFL will ever expand again?
Yeah, I think Steve Berline might be that quarterback.
What are we at, 30 franchises?
32.
And there's not really a city out there where you look at and you're like, that city needs an NFL.
I will tell you, I would rather expand internally and go to 36 teams or whatever the number is than expand markets and go out of country.
No, I would keep talking about a franchise in Mexico City.
Yeah, just stupid. It makes no sense whatsoever. You get killed on free agency in some of those international markets.
Or in Tokyo or London. But I disagree. The next American city that you would put a franchise in,
San Antonio.
San Antonio, that is such Dallas Cowboys country.
Back to San Diego.
I mean, they didn't build a stadium for them. If they built a new stadium, San Diego would work. A lot of people say Oklahoma City, but I still think you're right in Cowboys country.
I was going to say Oklahoma City, and I was going to say, because it does seem weird that those poor Oklahoma folks likely cheer for the Cowboys.
And hate Texas.
And hate Texas with all their hearts. But they're probably Cowboy. That's probably Cowboy country.
It's not a big market. I think you guys have been to Oak City. I've been there a lot. And I think it's just, I've said this before, okay.
I think the heck out of the Thunder, though.
I think they would, you know, because you would have Oak State fans and Oklahoma fans coming together.
I think it's a bigger television market than Jacksonville, Florida.
Probably is. Because I think Birmingham and Jacksonville are about the same, aren't they?
Yeah, and I think Oklahoma City's in the same circle.
Now, a lot of people, and in the chat they're already saying it, is St. Louis, because that is one of these things about these spring leagues. Is St. Louis has always attended them heavily, thinking that this sends the message to the NFL, we'll still support a team here if you'll give us a team and an owner that will build a stadium. Because was it that when they moved to L.A. as Kroenke? No, it wasn't Kroenke. Who was it?
It was Kroenke.
He was trying to squeeze a stadium out of St. Louis, and they wouldn't do it, and he knew he could make a bundle in L.A.
Yeah,
but that was a relatively badly built indoor stadium.
Oh, yeah, that was Edward Jones stadium.
Relatively new, though.
He knew what he was doing. He had no plans to stay in St. Louis.
Yeah, he was just leveraging that to make it look like he thought about it. I mean, the money was in L.A. for him.
Speaking of which, the Bears stadium proposal with the city of Chicago, the one that they were moving to the suburbs out of the mix. They couldn't work out land and tax deals in Arlington outside of Chicago. Bears Stadium would cost $4.6 billion, and they want $2.3 billion of it to be public funds.
Of course they do.
$3.2 billion to build the stadium, $1.4 billion for the infrastructure around the stadium. They got a lease at Soldier Field through 2033. Big debate in Chicago right now. Somebody was the headlines and all the stories up there. Not one dime of public funds. Not one dime.
Not a dime.
They're not going to leave the city of Chicago. The Bears would never leave the city of Chicago. Make them buy their own stadium.
You know, it's interesting. I have heard that Chicago thought about putting a second, or the NFL thought about putting a second team in the Chicago market.
They've had it a couple times throughout history.
Yeah, but how dumb would that be?
Yeah, but you do wonder if that's the NFL trying to force Chicago's hand on maybe building. I don't know.
I mean, that city is look, they love their Cubs. They like the Blackhawks, the Bulls, but it is a Bears city.
Who are you leaving out?
Well, yeah.
The White Sox are well supported they're good, when they put a good team on there.
Which is not this year.
Did you guys not see the picture of the White Sox attendance? I think it was a week or 2 weeks ago. I forgot who posted it.
Yeah, but would you go to this team? No, but when they're good, the place is packed.
But, you know, I've been to a White Sox game before, and I thought it was a pretty nice facility. I mean, it's just literally on the wrong side of the tracks.
Our friends with the Indy Grand Prix of Alabama Barber Motorsports Park, you can be a part of the historic weekend coming up.
You can! The fastest drivers in the world are coming to Birmingham. The road to the Indy 500 runs right through Birmingham, April 26th through the 28th. That is this weekend. We'll be out there Friday with a specialty show. I have told them, look at the beautiful overheads there at Barber Motorsports Park. It's just a gorgeous place. I have told them, find us. I don't care if it's like the main Indy or what do they call that? Indy Next, NXT? I said, if you will find us the most entertaining, talkative IndyCar driver, we'll put him on the specialty show. Are you guys okay with that?
Absolutely.
I said, now he needs to be funny. willing to talk and tell us some good stories. That was my challenge to them.
I would like you to find them two cars, and we'll put EG and Taylor and let them race one lap.
I like the Joseph Newgarden kid.
Yeah, but I think he may be practicing. I specifically requested him. I think he had a practice time set.
Yeah, but we're within like a mile of the guy.
Well, I know. Country music superstar Riley Green is the Grand Marshal. He'll give the most iconic command in racing. Start your engines. It is the Medical Properties Trust presents the Children's of Alabama Indy Grand Prix, powered by Amfirst, Barber Motorsports Park. Tickets selling fast. Get yours now.
Gino is stretching old Riley Green thin, isn't he?
Got him in his golf tournament. Got him as the Grand Marshal. We'll ask Gene later what you got on Riley, Gene.
Yeah.
He says yes to everything.
Did you see who's throwing out the first pitch at Championship Sunday at the SEC tournament? Riley Green.
Is it
Riley?
I'm kidding. Hey, the way you talk about Lil' T, she'd win that race against EG.
You said she
got the old lead foot.
I've never been behind EG on the road when she was driving. I've been behind Taylor.
Can't keep up, can
you? The Alfa Romeo did not keep up.
You couldn't stay in the draft.
That old Liberty is shooting smoke up. It's got a dent in the side. I'd love to see her out on Barbers.
Yeah. One thing I know about Taylor is she really believes rubbing is racing.
I think she'd flip it.
She'll trade some pay.
Those Liberties are kind of top heavy.
She is not afraid to bump that car into anything.
No. I bet she's cleaned some mailboxes out in the neighborhood she's in now.
Don't talk like he was trying to stay in the draft. I could keep up with Brown can stay in the draft.
I mean, my car registers 160, and it's an Italian sports car with racing gears that I'm afraid to use.
Oh, like on those steering wheel?
Yeah. I can shift up 10 gears, but I'm afraid to use them. Like the guy, he was showing him when I was rolling it off the Alfa Romeo lot. Bo and the guys, they were like, let him walk you through. And I was like, okay, so he's showing me how to work the radio and this and that. And then he's like, okay, let me tell you about the racing gears.
Like paddles almost.
Yeah, yeah. No, they are.
It's I told him no paddles. Thanks.
That's what I said. I said, no need. I'll never touch them. I will never touch them.
Just let me
show you. So, and I said, nope, I will never touch them. You know when I needed them? Leaving the SEC tournament in the left lane when Taylor had just told me, I think I'm going to not spend the night here in town. I'm going to make it back home. I think I can make it.
Yeah, our two most aggressive drivers that I've been around, Brown would be number one, not even close. Yeah.
I'm not aggressive.
And number two would be Taylor.
Why do you say I'm aggressive? I do admit that I drive
you
fast.
You get up on people's asses. Yeah.
Well, if they don't move.
Yeah, you're on the bumper. You're
I'm
a bumper
not
rider.
On the bumper. Yeah, y'all are over that. Rockstar, you've ridden with me.
Yeah, it's kind of scary.
Yeah.
You're a bumper rider.
Yeah.
I did that one time, Dunaway. You're going to love this story, Lance. I can't even remember what I was listening to, but I was drumming on a song, and I accidentally hit one of those paddles, which transferred it into... into manual.
Yeah. Oh, if you hit the wrong one, if you downshift, it'll catch you.
So I've got the music cranked up, and I'm like, I keep hearing my car go, hey! And I turn the music down and realize I've got it like in second gear, and it's running like 8,000 RPM because I didn't realize I'd hit the paddle and knocked it in.
That is not good. Not good for the car.
Oh, I got it wrong. It's a Jeep Patriot.
Drumming on the steering.
Oh, it's a Patriot. Mm. Yeah.
That's Dunaway's favorite.
Hashtag Patriot. God bless you. She's a good American woman right there. All right. We'll talk to Orlovsky hopefully coming up in the next segment about the NFL draft coming up. A couple NFL draft notes here brought to you by our friends at Hemphill Services. Running hot, running cold. A lot of people trying to figure out what the Patriots, speaking of Patriots, going to do at number three. Right now, they're holding steady at three, but they need a quarterback, but they're also willing to listen. They're taking all calls. Tell us about Hemphill.
Yeah, trust the name. Birmingham has trusted since 1954. Whether you experience plumbing, heating, or cooling issues in your home or business, they are ready to serve you. Call Adam, Chad, Andrew, the guys at Hemphill Services. Tell them the next round sent you, 205-229-2090 or hemphillservices.com.
Somebody pull up a mock draft. Do we think the SEC will dominate the first round again? Will this be another year where the SEC has more draft picks in the first round than any other conference?
I was just going to say
one of your, you're talking about the Patriots right now, and they've got to make a decision. They're sitting at three. Do they really want Drake May? Because if they stand pat at three, they're going to get Drake May.
You think so?
Do they want to trade up?
Or JJ McCarthy?
I think you either get Drake May or...
I think they like Drake May and JJ and Jaden Daniels.
Right.
I think at four or at five, you are going to see that trade. I think that is almost a given now that Minnesota will move up to five, the Chargers will move back, and Minnesota will take J.J. McCarthy. Now, I heard a scenario this morning that the Chargers could stay there. They could draft J.J. McCarthy and get rid of Justin Herbert. a guy that has yet to win a playoff game. I think Justin Herbert is the best active quarterback to not win a playoff game. I think he is a proven commodity, in my opinion. I know he hasn't won a playoff game, but I think that would be stupid. But I do think...
Boy, you know what that would remind me of? And this will come back to haunt me if Harbaugh is successful again. That would remind me of Steve Spurrier, who thought he could take a bunch of Florida players in his system.
And it would equate to wins.
And work in the NFL with the Washington Redskins, and that did not work.
Yeah, I think 1, 2, and 3 are going to stick. I think your 4 are going to stick. I think you got Caleb Williams, Jaden Daniels, Drake May, Marvin Harrison Jr. Then I feel confident saying J.J. McCarthy's going to be number 5. I think Malik Nabers is going to be number 6 to New York.
Yeah,
I feel like I got this thing figured out.
Wow. Do you think Michael Penix will go to the Falcons?
I don't. I think they're going to sit with Kirk Cousins. I think they're going to wait another year to see what happens. I think they've got too much invested to get the quarterback of the future, because if I'm Atlanta, I expect at least 3 more years. And when you've got that high of a pick, unless you really believe they're going to be one of the top 5 quarterbacks in the league over the next 10 years, you don't
What is next year's quarterback crop?
They're going to go edge. Probably Dallas Turner. I don't know if Forrester likes getting a Bama guy, but he's going to be good.
Hey, sack the quarterback and I'm good with you.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Forrester does not mind the college as long as you get to the quarterback. What's the quarterback crop like next year?
Carson Beck. I think he's going to be the one overall guy.
I mean, if Jalen Milroe kills it this year, I mean, he's coming out probably, but I mean, he could be a top 10 pick.
Yeah,
if
Quinn Ewers is
Quinn Ewers should
like
come him, out. Yeah.
I only believe right now that Carson Beck seems like a sure thing.
So they would go Carson Beck in Atlanta next year?
Well, you'd probably have to trade up to do that. Kirk Cousins is going to win too many games for you. That's going to be your problem.
Yeah, I think Atlanta wins 10 or 11 games.
Yeah, Kirk Cousins, this is good for Scott for this year, but Kirk Cousins is a competent enough quarterback with those weapons around him. You're going to have, a pretty solid team in Atlanta.
I agree.
You're not going to be drafting high enough. They're going to have to trade to get up their draft quarterback. That's why I thought it was interesting that you think they stand pat this year, because I think this will be the highest draft pick they have.
I'll tell you who's in bad situations are the Giants and the Titans at 6 and 7, because we've already paid a Daniel Jones, and then at 7 you drafted Will Levis basically in the first round last year.
Dan Orlovsky scheduled to be with us here in a second.
Yeah, he has not texted me yet, so we're on Dan watch.
While we're talking about Atlanta and quarterbacks, I didn't get to it yesterday, but Matt Ryan officially retired a Falcon. If I said Matt Ryan's legacy to you as a quarterback, it is what?
Scott, don't listen.
I can't
get past it, Scott. I'm sorry.
I was going to put Matt Ryan on the Mount Rushmore of Atlanta sports figures.
Okay, so
we've got Chipper's coming up. It's his birthday, by the way.
Chipper definitely on there. Hank Aaron on there.
Dominique Wilkins on there.
So your fourth spot's the only one that's debatable.
But if I'm going a Falcon, I'm going Matt Ryan.
Scott, Falcon on the Mount Rushmore?
No, Michael Vick.
No.
Won a playoff game on the road?
Oh. Matt Ryan's absolutely the best quarterback I've ever had.
Well, yeah, he's the best quarterback Falcons have had.
Hall of Famer, right?
Borderline. No, Scott, borderline.
If he wasn't
28-3, that's
he's
your problem.
Not borderline.
If Kyle Shanahan would have just run the football.
Yep. No, he's borderline.
I don't know if he makes it.
Scotty, I don't know if he makes it, man. I hate to tell you.
He's borderline. But I think he'll get in.
If Daniel says Matt Ryan is Dan Marino. I mean, am I having a stroke?
Yeah. He's nowhere close to Dan Marino.
I think Matt Ryan just seems like a great guy. Unfortunately, they blew that lead. He was the MVP that year. I mean, I give him an A-minus for his career, and I think I would slide him on the Mount Rushmore of Atlanta sports figures.
It's worth a discussion. Now, to Scott's point, Matt Ryan is 7th in all-time passing yards, but he's behind a guy who Scott Lance maintains will not make the Hall of Fame, and that is Phillip Rivers.
I mean, Phillip probably will. I don't think he's a Hall of Famer.
So then you don't think Matt Ryan is?
I don't think he is, but I think he'll make it.
Steve Bartkowski.
Uh-huh.
No,
Matt Ryan's better than Bartkowski.
I'm just saying, you're going Mount Rushmore of Falcons, they're just Falcons.
Jesse Tuggle. I mean, there's not
a lot. Jesse Tuggle. Deion Sanders.
I mean, Roddy White's the all-time leading Falcons receiver, right?
Deion Sanders.
I think Julio Jones would go in front of
Julio Jones.
I'd put him in front. No.
Julio Jones in front of Matt Ryan?
No.
Oh.
I think Matt Ryan is your guy if you are selecting a Falcon. The problem is you get into these
Andre Rison,
these Braves pitchers.
That's true. I mean, it's hard to ignore Maddox, Glavine. You just hate to be so heavy Braves.
You got three of them right there. You got Henry Aaron. You got Chipper Jones.
See, and I would go Smoltz over any of the pitchers just because of what he was able to do. And the majority of his career.
Yeah, he was almost a lifer Brave. Yeah.
And what he was able to do as a starter and a closer.
No, Volfan, Dominique's absolutely a lifer. Oh, yeah. You can't do it without Dominique.
Oh, yeah. Dominique's there. Well, I already said Dominique.
Yeah, no. I was just clearing it up for Volfan. We assume Dominique's there. I think Chipper, Dominique, and Henry Aaron, you don't even debate those.
But here's the thing on Henry
Aaron. Dale Murphy was so popular. But I don't think he rises to the level of those pitchers.
How many years did Henry play in Atlanta and how many in Milwaukee?
Oh, it was a ton in Atlanta, wasn't it?
It was a ton. Yeah, from the 60s until he retired.
Yeah, no, he's an Atlanta Brave. He's not a Milwaukee Brave.
No. I mean, there's not enough faces.
Atlanta is just such a plethora, smorgasbord of Hall of Famers.
No, I'm not talking like it's Boston or anything. I'm just saying for Matt Ryan to get into the discussion of four faces of Atlanta sports history, all due respect to Matt Ryan, he's not close.
But I would think Atlanta, as far as if you go top 10 markets, I would think Atlanta is probably the easiest to figure out their Mount Rushmore.
But Matt Ryan is not close.
You know,
being on Mount Rushmore in Atlanta. Not close.
Oh, I disagree.
He's not close.
Oh, yes. I would put him on there.
You know, Henry Aaron played more years in Milwaukee. I'm surprised by that. He only played nine in Atlanta. But don't forget now, his final two seasons were in Milwaukee.
Yeah, he went back to Milwaukee with the Brewers. Before, but what did he play, 57 to 65 in Milwaukee?
He played 11 years, 54 to 65.
54 to 65
and then 66. Came to Atlanta in 66 and played through 74. I mean, he played more in Milwaukee than he did in Atlanta,
but still. I can't believe you're discounting Matt Ryan on the Mount Rushmore of Atlanta sports figures.
That's very close. Matt Ryan is not close.
He's not close.
Chipper, Wilkins, Smoltz, and Vic. I mean, he's not even the best quarterback.
He's
the seventh all-time leading passer in
NFL
history.
You're going by stats, Brown.
No, I think that's an important stat.
I'm going by wins. Different games at different times.
I will go state right now that Matt Ryan had more wins than Michael Vick.
Oh, there's no doubt he did.
Maybe so. Did he have more wins than Steve Barkowski?
Oh, of course he did.
Yeah. I would go more playoff wins. I would say Matt Ryan had more playoff wins than a combined Barkowski, Vic.
Matt Ryan. See, I'm only going to get starts here. I don't know if I'm going to get wide. Oh, no, he had 124 wins in his career. 120 of those in Atlanta. He only had
Tony Gonzalez.
Oh, really good.
But he played most of his career.
Roddy White.
Gonzalez played most of his career in Kansas City, though. I mean, view him as a Falcon. He finished his career in Atlanta.
Atlanta is a top 10 market.
A television market? Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah.
That's what somebody questioned, top 10 market.
Yeah. It's not sports.
But if I was to like say, hey, I need a New York Mount Rushmore.
Oh,
like,
so hard.
It's going to be a bunch of Yankees, and then I guess you would put...
Steve Barkowski won 55 games.
Yeah.
I mean, New York would be impossible. It would be absolute... Lawrence Taylor would be on there. Patrick Ewing, I guess. I don't know. It might be all Yankees.
Yeah. All right. Dan Orlovsky could be with us in the next segment. He's trying to get to the NFL draft, which is tomorrow night. Show being brought to you today by our friends at Redmond Vodka LT. Tell us about Redmond.
Yeah, gluten-free, 8 times distilled. Pick up a bottle, whether you're your local package store, ABC store. It's available in 22 states right now. If you're at a local bar or restaurant, ask for it by name. If they don't have it, tell them to get it. Pick up a bottle today of Redmond Vodka.
Follow Dunaway on Twitter and Instagram at Jim Dunaway. This hour of the Next Round is presented by the Birmingham Racecourse Casino. Now featuring 7 days of giveaways with your chance to win a share of up to $125,000. The more you visit the Birmingham Racecourse Casino, the more chances you have to win.
Hang out with the Next Round on the go. Whether you're driving to work, running errands, sitting on the beach, or you just need a break from the real world. We can keep you company. Check out the Next Round, Mystery Fifth Hour, and our other shows on your favorite podcast app. We'll meet you there.
Storm season is here. Make sure you have a plan of action in place right now. Greg from Pell City and Storm Restoration Roofing should be your first call when storms hit. Insurance companies love working with Storm Restoration Roofing because of Greg Nelson's name and reputation in the industry. When storms hit, call Greg Nelson. He's local. 205-542-3531. He's the home of the free no-cost roof inspection. Greg from Pell City on Facebook. 205-542-3531. It's Storm Restoration Roofing.
Logan Martin Lake Fest and Boat Show presented by AmFirst coming up May 12th through the 14th on Logan Martin Lake in Pell City. Free public admission. It's Bama's biggest in-water boat show. Over 100 boats and vehicles on display. Vendors, food trucks, live music all weekend long. Fireworks show on Friday night. How about this? Free Velcro Pygmies concert coming up on Saturday. Mother's Day is Sunday. They're going to take care of mom with free mimosas all day on Sunday. For more information for this incredible event, go online, LoganMartinLakeFest.com. Hey, let me tell you about our friends at Urology Centers of Alabama. Compassionate and comprehensive urological care with 35 physicians, 17 locations across Alabama. Their patient-centered approach to all of your urological needs. Remember, they've got that new men's health center. It is beautiful, helping men with a wide range of sensitive male issues in a comfortable environment. You can always go online, visit urologycentersalabama.com, schedule an appointment with one of their many urologists today.
Golf season is here, and if you're looking for a great golf course with affordable rates, you need to check out the newly renovated Woodward Golf Club. Woodward Golf Club is a semi-private club with membership opportunities available, but is also open to the public. You can book tee times online at this hidden gym by going to golfwoodward.com. For only $195 per month, you can enjoy unlimited golf 7 days a week. Membership includes discounted cart fees, unlimited range balls, and the use of our practice facilities. For more information on memberships and the course, check us out online at golfwoodward.com.
Let's face it, a home is one of the most powerful assets you can have, and our friends at Mortgage Right want to help you build wealth through home ownership. Mortgage Right is all about providing competitive rates, a variety of loan products, and a multitude of resources for a seamless home buying experience. They treat their borrowers like family and are always looking to bring more happy homeowners under their roof. See more by visiting MortgageRight.com/TNR today and start living. That's MortgageRight.com/TNR. NMLS 2239, Equal Housing Lender.
Everybody's Mount Rushmores, which, by the way, I think we used to make fun of.
We did.
In sports talk days. I think it was Brownie. Oh, such a boring sports talk. Mount Rushmore of this or that.
No, but if you get creative with the Mount Rushmore.
I'll tell you where you've come from.
There's four faces.
Like,
and
no, like if I asked you pre-Maggie, your Mount Rushmore dating.
Okay. I'm more interested in that than Atlanta sports players.
Does Rebel Fox make the Mount Rushmore?
No.
Does Green Jeans?
No. That's only two dates, wasn't it? Green Jeans.
Yeah. The Green Jeans came back on the third date. It was the third date.
Yeah.
Does the girl
she
took
wore green
out
jeans
on
the first two or three dates.
Double date with Maggie make it?
Don't remember her name. All I remember is Maggie's name at that point.
That's going to be a no.
Was Karen
I can tell
Black
you what Maggie
one?
Was wearing. Blue sundress and Birkenstocks, which is why I'm always offended when you trash Birkenstocks.
I would have kept driving. what was the girl's name? Lisa Black.
Oh, wow. So name names.
Oh, you love names.
How the hell did I know her name?
Yeah. And I'm not going to make a list of ex-girlfriends.
Don't want to upset number five. Okay.
Yeah, the one thing you've embraced now is list. You used to hate list. Oh, God, it's a list. I was just list season. Let's do list season.
Yeah, you were tailored to the
bone. List. And now you've done like two or three.
Taylor, I need a graphic with this list.
I don't like other people's list.
You've done it two or three times this week. I always told Dunaway.
Yeah, where do you get your ideas? You played your eyes from somebody else.
No, Taylor's the one that came to me and said, hey, would you guys, it's good for social media. You're not on the social media committee. We meet all the time. What committee are you on?
I'm on the merch committee.
Yeah. Do y'all meet?
Well, nobody tells me. They roll out new merch. I don't know anything about it. But.
Taylor and the merch and the social media committee. We meet constantly.
Yeah,
we're always coming up with new ideas.
I think two topics this week.
It's really good. It's list.
Two topics this week you've described as a list.
Name them, Brown. I mean, what are we doing? What are we doing here? What are we doing here? Other than what we're supposed to be doing.
What are we
critiquing my topics now? Is that what we're doing?
We're just doing a show.
Yeah. My friends at Regions Tradition are coming back. Riley Green's playing this. Have you heard?
What is he not doing? He was at Floribama. He's blowing whistles, yelling, start your engine, chase and tell, I'm sure.
Somebody asked me the other day, it's like, hey, do y'all ever get in fights during commercial breaks?
That just came out of nowhere.
Do you ever get in fights during commercial breaks? I said, we get fights on the air. I said, we're like brothers. It's no big deal. We're fine by two segments from now, but we get in fights on the air.
I was giving you a compliment.
Yeah, I mean, I roll
you
in.
You get all pissed about it.
I mean, I only prepare 220 shows a year.
Yeah.
I mean, God forbid, I throw out three or four lists in the slow mo.
I have no problem with them. I used to tell you it's tailor-made for what we do.
I like lists.
It's organized.
You got that right. It is tailor-made. She asked for that list the other day. We're going to get to later on the show. RegionsTradition.com. RegionsTradition.com. Coming back May 8th through the 12th at the Greystone Golf and Country Club. Got that new tent there on the 18th green. And we'll be there on the 10th green, just off the right side of that, for our show on Wednesday. The Drummond Company Pro-Am. That includes country music singer Riley Green will be there. Also, Alabama coaches Kalen DeBoer, Nick Saban, whose golf game is chef's kiss right now, dialed in.
God, that was a juicy kiss.
Yeah, that's why some people are not going to be on my pre-Maggie list of Mount Rushmore because they said I kissed a little too juicy.
Really? Has that been a criticism of yours?
Yeah, occasionally.
Wow, Jim.
RegionsTradition.com. Nate Oates will be there. So, too, will Hugh Freeze, Charles Barkley, and others. Check them out. Drummond Company Pro-Am on Wednesday, the tournament on Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, all at Regions Tradition, RegionsTradition.com. Let me know if Orlovsky pops up anybody, and we'll take a hard turn there. But I'm going to throw this out quickly. And this was a discussion going on Reddit last night, college football Reddit. And, you know, some of that is conspiracy theories and stuff that goes on. There's a lot of stuff on college football Reddit. Some good stuff, too. I enjoy it. Makes you think. But I just wanted to give credit to where it came from. It was on college football Reddit last night. July 15th is the number you have to watch. That's the date you have to watch because if you're leaving a conference before for 2025, after 2024, you've got to let people know. Usually in July, I think July 15th is the date for like the ACC.
Right. Okay.
So if you believe Florida State and Clemson are not going to be in the ACC in the near future, that they've got an exit plan between right now and July 15th, that's the time to watch, right? That's the time to watch. The discussion last night on Reddit was this, that you've always heard now the growing belief that it's not the SEC, it's the Big Ten that could be interested in Florida State. And they believe, the Reddit folks, the conspiracy theory folks, is that the Big Ten is floating that out there to get Florida State and Clemson to make a move, that they have no real interest in Florida State and Clemson. That they would love the ACC and the SEC to get blood on their hands, and Florida State, Clemson, North Carolina State, Southern schools to be in the SEC, and that the ACC crumbles and Louisville and some of the others go to the Big 12 because all they want is Notre Dame.
Yeah, but if you're the Big Ten, why would you not want something in the South, the footprint of the South?
I do find that an interesting conspiracy theory, though, that they are just basically throwing a hand grenade in to try to blow all the pieces up just so Notre Dame doesn't have a home.
Yeah.
Basically, so Notre Dame doesn't have a scheduling agreement. Like, do you think the Big Ten would even accept the scheduling agreement that they have with the ACC?
Maybe.
You think
maybe
the Big Ten would be interested in that?
I think they probably would.
I mean, my gosh, they play a lot of those teams anyway.
And you get the Notre Dame home games.
Yeah.
I mean, you can't tell me that when Notre Dame has rolled into Florida State Clemson, yes, but when Notre Dame's rolled in to play Wake Forest or North Carolina, or those have been big games for those schools, right? Those have been big games for those schools.
So, I mean, Clemson and Florida State don't strike me as big-time academic institutions that would fit in the Big Ten. I could be wrong before Clemson and Florida State fans and alums start coming after me. But the way to change the perception of the Big Ten, you're already pulling in USC and Oregon. You pull in footprint of the South with two of the best in Clemson and Florida State. Everybody talks about the Big Ten doesn't have speed. You start to bring in programs like that, I think it changes the perception.
Yeah, who's another rival if the ACC crumbled that would be an easy ad?
For who?
For the Big Ten, Notre Dame and? Because you're not just going to take Notre Dame, gives you an odd number.
I mean, if they got Notre Dame to join the conference, you would need somebody else. If they just do a scheduling agreement, you don't. But if they got them to join the conference.
Who is sort of in the ACC now?
Miami.
Stanford.
Stanford is.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, but that's just such a bad product now.
It is, but it's not academically.
No?
No, it's a great product academically. I don't care
why
about
they're
that,
probably not good at.
But here's the thing.
Sports.
I mean, I think we look at it differently than the commissioners look at it. They're looking at what helps me on TV money. And does it help the Big Ten in TV money if they add Florida State and Clemson? I say no.
No. Does it help with Notre Dame? Yes.
Absolutely does.
Notre Dame is the golden ring that's out there for any conference to take. If they got Notre Dame, that is huge.
Absolutely it does. I would just say you know, we look at it from the SEC too. We're like, ooh, it'd be fun to go to Tallahassee and Clemson. Yeah, but those markets don't really add. And here's what you got to remember now is when you add these teams, you got to add money with these teams. Alabama and Auburn and Texas aren't going to say, oh, Clemson and Florida State are coming. Great, we'll take less money. It's got to add money.
Yeah.
There's got to be some value added for the Big Ten or the SEC to consider doing this.
It's in the Fox television agreement with the Big Ten. If Notre Dame is added, everybody gets X amount percentage more.
Wow.
So it's already in the writing.
They've got it in there, huh?
They've got it in the writing.
You know, I've thought about this before. Brandon saying Texas thinks the Aggies and the Big Ten are talking.
It's been discussed all summer.
Yeah.
Because they're pissed about
Texas. They're pissed about Texas. But that would be the biggest.
They got a better chance to win in the Big Ten.
Earmuffs, please, if kids are in the car. That would be the biggest yellow-ass thing I'd ever seen in my life if you run away from Texas.
Oh, I agree completely. That is a terrible look, but they're going to get a lot of money to do it.
They would, yeah. But it would look like you were a coward at that point.
Yeah.
That you run away from them.
But like, I really hope A&M beats Texas this year.
I understand them leaving the Big 12 because Texas and Oklahoma had the rules. They had revenue sharing in their favor. They made all the rules. They ran the conference to come to a place that is evenly divided with the rules and the distribution and stuff. I understand the reason they left the Big 12, but to leave the SEC to go to the Big 10 at that point, that would look very, 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 very cowardice.
Yeah, it looks awful.
Four Downs brought to you every day by our friends at Slice. Slice Pizza, great place to get lunch or dinner. Tell us about our friends at Slice.
Yeah, there are five locations now of Slice. The original in Lakeview, Vestavia, Montevallo, Crestline Park, now Edgewood. Get in and see the Bajaj Brothers created by the late Jeff. His legacy continues with his brothers, Chris and Jason. Fantastic local pizza. Some of the best toppings out there, from the soul pie, Bajaya special, wing and a prayer, the hot mama. You're going to absolutely love it. For more information, slicebirmingham.com.
First down.
Okay, these are going to be weird, weird matches. All birthdays today.
All right.
Oh, my favorite kind.
Okay, Kelly Clarkson, 42 years old today. Better career, ultimately. Kelly Clarkson or Jim Kelly?
I mean, four-time AFC champion, but I'm a huge Kelly Clarkson fan. That woman can sing her butt off.
I'm not even talking about the singing. I'm talking about what she's doing on her talk show right now.
She's
on
a talk show. She's got a serious channel. She's supposed to be, like, she's really good at talking. She can carry a show, so she's multi-versatile.
Yeah, Jim Kelly, Hall of Fame NFL quarterback, four AFC championships. Give me Jim Kelly, please.
I will go Kelly Clarkson, I think.
Gotta go Kelly Clarkson,
I think she's going to be, like, the next Ellen. I mean, people, like, really, really like her.
She works for Wayfair, too, man.
Yeah, I'll go with... she's lost a lot of weight with that special vitamin that you take that blocks.
Ozempic?
Yeah.
Oh, really?
I don't know. So Ozempic.
That's
what a lot of people use.
She pops up on my Instagram feed.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Second down.
Jim Kelly for me.
Cedric the Entertainer is 60 today. Better career, Cedric the Entertainer or John Cougar?
Cedric Burns.
I'd rather read Cedric Burns' book.
Cedric Burns, Cedric the Entertainer.
That's what I said, Cedric the Entertainer, Cedric Burns.
Little Pink Houses.
Sticking on Chili Dog.
Jack and Diane.
Mm-hmm. I would say Mellencamp.
Well, I saw a video of him, Rockstar. He got pissed at somebody in his concert, just walked off, which I hate it when entertainers do that.
Blood on the Scarecrow.
What do you mean? What happened?
I think somebody kept yelling, play Jack and Diane or something like that. It was the one guy, you know, that's the drunk that keeps yelling, and he's trying. Oh, no. I think he had stopped and he was telling a story and somebody yelled, just shut up and sing or something like that. And he got pissed and walked off after like nine songs.
Well, it's like one of those things. I think it's an intimate show where he's on acoustic guitar. It's kind of like a storyteller's thing.
That's what you signed up for.
But every time you stop and like retune or start telling a story, people scream out.
Yeah.
And the silence, like, play this.
You know what you're
getting
into. Like, so if he walks up,
like that.
If a guy's standing next to you, throws a bottle, hits him in the back of the head, drops him, and they come looking for the guy, do you turn him in?
Oh, a guy that threw the bottle?
Yeah,
I'd turn him in.
Oh, I wouldn't. If he's walking off the stage, and I paid good money for those tickets.
Oh, no, they should have pulled out the guy who was screaming and disrupting the concert. Ashley, who used to work in the music industry, calls him the Little Napoleon. Was a hit machine back in his day.
It was, man.
Yeah.
Was John Cougar, then John Cougar Mellencamp, then John Mellencamp.
I'd probably go John Mellencamp, but I do like Cedric the Entertainer.
Yeah, I would go John Cougar as well. I appreciate what he did for American farmers. He and Willie with Farm Aid back in the day.
Him and Hayden Fry.
Third down.
Barbara Streisand, 82 years old. Tell me this can't
still
get
with us
any weirder.
Alive.
Oh, she's alive.
Barbara's still here.
Yeah. better career ultimately, Barbara Streisand or Kirby Smart?
Barbara Streisand.
I mean, right now, Streisand.
All right, give me what she's. I mean, I know, like.
Yentl?
Huh?
Yentl?
What is Yentl? What do you mean?
It's a movie. But she's won Best Actress. She's won a ton of Grammys.
Is that a new movie or an original?
She was the second Star Is Born, but the one that is considered to be the original.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's to me, it was the better Star Is Born. Chris Christopherson, so much better than Bradley Cooper.
Yep.
Yeah. Who's my other choice? Kirby Smart.
Yeah, Kirby Smart or Barbara
Streisand. I mean, I've watched way more of his work, so I'm going to go Kirby Smart.
Yeah, Streisand.
Was never a Streisand fan, but I think her overall career to this point is better.
I got to tell you, I don't think she's ever done anything that I've seen, Barbara Streisand. I don't think I've watched her in Meet the Fockers. I think that's the only thing I've ever seen her in.
Yeah, she used to turn out hits, though. Like, she was, like I don't, in my lifetime, it's Kirby Smart. But in whole career, I don't know enough about Barbara to judge her, but...
Yeah.
Did she sing hit in the 70s?
Yeah.
She won an Academy Award for, she was Best Actress, I think, but she won an Academy Award for Best Original Song. I think it was Evergreen for the second Star Is Born.
All I know is that when I said, what has Barbara Streisand done, Rockstar said a movie I've never heard of.
Okay, so. There you go. Look what Kevin just said.
What? Streisand has an Emmy, Oscar, Tony, and a Grammy. That's pretty impressive.
That is ridiculous.
Yeah, the EGOT.
The EGOT.
Yeah. Well, Kirby Smart's got two national championships. Which one's better?
The EGOT.
No, heck no. Two national championships?
EGOT.
Over at EGOT.
But here's the deal.
Abe Lincoln was a great American,
but
Streisand, could she win those national championships with Kirby's talent? Could Kirby, with Streisand's talent, do what she's
doing? Get an EGOT?
So I'm going to go Streisand.
Okay.
Yep.
Fourth down.
The way we were. Thank you.
Chipper Jones, 52 years old today. Better career, Deion Sanders or Chipper Jones?
LT. Deion did it in
two
sports.
Boy, that is hard. But that's hard. But Chipper was...
And Deion's still doing it. I mean, whatever he's doing.
Yeah.
Would Chipper get this much attention if he took over a baseball team?
Okay,
I think he'd be a hell of a manager, actually.
Oh, yeah. I mean, as a broadcaster, he gets a lot of attention.
Hear me out on this. Comments. Hear me out on this. Was Chipper better at baseball than Deion was at football?
No.
Okay.
It's
then.
Close.
I think you got your answer then.
Yeah, you're probably right. Yeah.
And Deion dabbled in baseball.
That's what I'm. Yeah, Deion was good in baseball and great in football. Chipper was great in baseball, but if you're going to tell me Chipper was not a better baseball player than Deion Sanders was a football player, I think you got your answer there. So I got to go Prime.
Yeah, we would go Prime.
Yeah, I would go Deion Sanders as well. That's our four downs brought to you by our friends at Slice. Tell us about that, LT.
Yeah, Slice and a Salad Day. How about that?
It's
10:44 as we bring this up. But if you're driving around, stop into one of those five great locations. Just fantastic pizza. Great guys. Tell them the Next Round sent you. It's Slice.
And our friends at Urology Centers of Alabama. Urology Centers of Alabama. So important, guys. They're 6 days away from the football portal closing, but it is never a time to close the portal of your health. You want to keep that door open all the time. Stay on top of your health needs with our friends at Urology Centers of Alabama. From prostate health, where early detection is so important, all the way to kidney stones and everything in between. 16 locations, 35 urologists. Urology Centers of Alabama, 205-930-0920. 930-0920. UrologyCentersAlabama.com. Check them out. Funny story yesterday after I played golf with Brown, as we had to break here. Played golf with Brown.
Uh-huh.
I run by Way to Wellness. As I'm walking my way back to the area where you pick food, I hear my name where... the guy is telling Leslie and her board certified team, I heard about it from Jim Dunaway on the Next Round.
Right.
And in perfect timing, I walk around the corner and Leslie goes, well, here's Jim Dunaway
God,
right
that
now.
That had to be mind blowing for that guy, too. He's like, holy crap.
And so I thought they kept you in the closet like the Gimp.
Actually, I heard about it from Sydney Sweeney, the new actress.
Yeah. So I started, I shook his hand. I met him and his wife. And then I offered up my advice on two or three bars that I like the most. And Leslie says, boy, this is almost like we paid him to just show up right now, didn't he?
You stand in the window and wave and just pull it off.
A funny moment there yesterday.
That is pretty funny.
Way to Wellness. All right. When we come back, maybe Orlovsky.
I don't know.
Or maybe not. Travel to the NFL draft. And then a lot more as we continue on. Gene Hallman on how you can enjoy the Barber Motorsports Park at 11:10 Central today. This is The Next Round.
Call the next round now at 205-734-0923.
The road to the Indy 500 runs through Birmingham, April 26th through 28th. The fastest IndyCar drivers in the world, Castroneves, Dixon, and Newgarden, will put their skills to the test with one goal in mind, victory. Witness country music superstar Riley Green as Grand Marshal give the most iconic command in racing.
Start your engine!
Medical Properties Trust presents the Children's of Alabama Indy Grand Prix, powered by Amfirst, at the Barber Motorsports Park. Tickets are selling fast. Get yours now.
Hey, Lance Taylor from the next round to tell you about one of our favorite places for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. That is Hamburger Heaven since 1982. Hamburger Heaven has been serving Birmingham's best hamburgers, cheeseburgers, french fries, hand-spun milkshakes, and sandwiches made fresh to order. All of their ingredients are fresh and prepared daily. This includes their beef, always fresh, never frozen, hand-pattied each and every day. For breakfast, lunch, or dinner, visit any of the four locations, Highway 280, Irondale, Gardendale, and Homewood.
Hey, Lance Taylor from the next round to tell you about my friends at Michelson Laser Vision, located conveniently UAB Highlands. Almost 20 years ago, I went in for the procedure. Only took 12 minutes for both eyes. When I went in, I had 20/200 vision. I was legally blind. Now I have 20/15 vision, still 19 years later. Make the call today. Schedule a hassle-free consultation. 969-8100. Dr. Mark Michelson, Dr. Jen Michelson, Michelson Laser Vision. Make sure you tell them the next round sent you. 969-8100 or Michelson. MichelsonLaserVision.com.
Fire damage to your home or business is something you never want to consider. Ryan Brown here from the next round. But in the horrible event it happens, DryTech is here to help. They respond quickly and will reply to you within 20 minutes when you call 205-637-0143. They're working for you, the customer, not the insurance company. They've got five crews ready to go 24/7. Don't call the insurance company first. Call DryTech. Just remember this website, MyDryTech.com. That is MyDryTech.com.
You could win a Cadillac CT5 or your share of $25,000 in free play and cash at Birmingham Racecourse Casino. The more you visit, the more chances you have to win. Play the latest, most exciting games around with fun bonuses and big jackpots. You can be a winner, too. Come win your share during the Cadillac CT5 and $25,000 giveaway at Birmingham Racecourse Casino. Drawings April 5th and 6th. Located off I-459, Exit 31, Derby Parkway.
Must be 21 or older. Must be present to win.
Golf season is here, and if you're looking for a great golf course with affordable rates, you need to check out the newly renovated Woodward Golf Club. Woodward Golf Club is a semi-private club with membership opportunities available, but is also open to the public. You can book tee times online at this hidden gem by going to golfwoodward.com. For only $195 per month, you can enjoy unlimited golf 7 days a week. Membership includes discounted cart fees, unlimited range balls, and the use of our practice facilities. For more information on memberships and the course, check us out online at golfwoodward.com.
Back with you on the next round, approaching the top of the hour here on what has been a fast-paced show today. A 20-year study. Brownie, how deep is that 20-year study?
This goes back to 2000.
Lengthwise, time-wise. We got time before the
top
of the hour?
Oh, no, we do it right now. Yeah.
Okay,
we're
show,
right
show being brought to you by our friends at New York Butcher Shop. Brown's about to tell us about a 20-year study that has gone on about the most difficult position to draft in the NFL.
I am going to guess that it is quarterback.
You might be wrong.
New York Butcher Shop. Get in and see Jim and the guys again just a couple of nights ago. I went in just for the fresh bread, the fresh-cut cheese, the fresh-cut meats. Made those grilled cheese that I've been raving about. But stop by the New York Butcher Shop. Pick up the finest and certified Angus Prime beef steaks, burgers, premium pork chops, ribs, all-natural chicken cut to order just for you with a great selection of fine wines and desserts. New York Butcher Shop, one-stop dinner shop, two locations, Cahaba Heights and on Highway 119 in Greystone. New York Butcher Shop, rare quality, well-done service.
By the way, Jonathan Brooks of Texas, who blew out his ACL, expected to be back at some point after about 9 months. It happened in December. He could be the first running back drafted, even though he blew out his ACL on December 1st. I mean, coming off an ACL injury, he's still going to be the first running back taken. We could set a record, though. In 2014, a running back wasn't drafted until 54th in the draft. We could break that record this weekend past that. Is it running back, Brown?
It is not.
Oh.
So here's the way they did this. Paul Himbo, who is a researcher for ESPN, and I think this is probably a good way to determine did a pick hit or miss. He does a hit rate based upon whether that player signed a second contract with the team that drafted him.
Hi, I'm Paul Himbo, ESPN researcher.
Yeah, I don't know the guy. So this is from 2000 to 2019. So keep in mind, these last few drafts, they haven't gotten around to their second contract yet. So they're not going to be included. So this is a good 20-year window starting at the year 2000. You say running back is the hardest one to
hit. I was just asking. Okay. Right? Quarterback is for me.
All right, would say quarterback.
You said no on quarterback, so I went running back next.
What do you think the easiest one to hit on is?
I think the easiest one to hit is wide receiver.
I would go wide receiver, too.
Interesting. You two would say that.
It's the hardest?
Easiest to hit on. It is absolutely the hardest. Sky has it right there. The hardest is wide receiver. Only 27% of the wide receivers drafted in the first round have signed a second contract with their team. Now, keep in mind, some of these guys could leave a free agency, so it's not a perfect system to determine this, but 27%. Quarterback is actually in the middle, but it's only a 50-50 proposition if you look at it that way, 46%.
I just think
it's basically a coin flip.
I think you draft so high with the quarterbacks usually that you pay them so much money and you feel like you've invested so much that you've got to sign that second contract.
Well, a lot of times I think you do, and if the guy's anywhere in the top 15 in the league, you probably do that.
Yeah, that green area right there, that used to be that used to dominate the first round of the draft, that green area did. Yep. And the draft used to be so boring when I was in my formative years.
A bunch of linemen.
Okay, but let me go
but
back.
Center, real quick, center, if you can't see it, center is number one, but there have only been 12 first-round centers, so that's a little skewed right there. But only one has missed. 92% is your hit rate. So on the ones where you're actually drafting a lot of people, offensive tackle is apparently the easiest one over the last 20 years to evaluate, but it's still only 59%.
And, Brown, if you'd gone the 20 years before that, I bet offensive tackle would be near the top of that list.
Yeah, it may have been. I don't know.
No, I mean, of just the number. I mean, it's pretty high on the number of first-round draft
64,
picks.
64, yeah.
64, the way football has changed. But back in my time, I think tackles, I mean, you drafted tackles like they were they were made of gold.
How many years does this go back?
20 years. It goes back to 2000.
Okay. I think it is
a
20-year
window. It goes back
more,
to 2000.
It's a lot easier to evaluate receivers coming out now. And let's just look at the last three drafts of receivers that came out in the first round, okay? And you guys tell me who's been success and who hasn't. Jackson Smith and Jigba. I would say he's on a good pace
right
now.
He's on a good pace.
Good place.
Yeah, Quentin Johnston, I don't know what the Chargers will see this year. Zay Flowers, yes.
Yes, absolutely.
Jordan Addison, yes.
Yep.
Okay, that was all last year, first round. Okay, go back 2 years ago, Drake London.
Yeah, oh, yeah, absolutely. Especially now that Kirk Cousins is his quarterback, I think you'll see a good Drake London.
Garrett Wilson.
Yes, 100%.
Chris Olave.
Yes.
Jameson Williams.
Yep.
Yeah, getting there.
Well, he's missed
injured.
A lot of time, but when he played, he's been good.
Jahan Dotson with the Commanders,
He needs.
And Treylon Burks is the one, no.
No, that was a failure.
The year before, Ja'Marr Chase.
Fantastic.
Yes.
Jalen Waddle.
Terrific.
Devontae Smith.
Terrific.
Yes.
Kadarius Toney. Then Rashad Bateman. But those are the
Bateman.
I mean, I'm just saying. So it seems like it's more. You're more accurate on the evaluation.
It's going to climb the list, and it probably will. I found it interesting that your hardest ones to project are cornerback, running back, safety, tight end, and receiver. They are in the red when you look at that, which is below 40% of a hit rate.
But other than running back, Brown, it seems like those are the ones we're drafting more of now.
Yeah. Well,
there's a priority in drafting those.
And what jumped out at me, the other thing on this list, not just the percentages, but there have been 104 edge rushers drafted, by far and away the most.
Yeah.
By more than 30 draft picks, or about 30 draft picks, the most drafted position is edge rusher.
Yeah, because the analytics show that no matter how good your cornerback is, if the quarterback doesn't have time to, if he does have time to throw, good receiver can beat good cornerback all day long.
Yeah, and
it's the short time of throwing pressure in the quarterback that is the obvious way to stop a good passing attack.
Championships are built on the defensive line, and your closers are on the edge. The guys that get to the quarterbacks, that is the difference.
Our last Super Bowl in Tampa in 2020 was all the reason we beat Patrick Mahomes. They were hurt at tackle, and we had a great edge rush. And then we had the guy up the middle. So that, I mean, the defensive pass rush was how we beat Patrick Mahomes. If you don't pressure that guy, you can't beat that
guy.
Scott, throw it up one more time, because the other thing that jumps out at me, these are the best, smartest football people in the world, best talent evaluators in the world, and only center and offensive tackles better than a 50-50 proposition in the first round.
Yep.
Think about that for a second. Only center and offensive tackle over 20 years were better than a 50-50 proposition. I mean, that's the smartest football people in the world, and they can't even get better than a coin flip.
Yeah. Do we have that spin the wheel sound effect?
It's strange. You know, back to your point with Steve Spurrier, you know, and this is just a layman's perspective, but if guys have success at the highest level of college football, why would they not have success in the NFL?
But it doesn't work that way.
It's baffling.
It's a different sport.
It is.
But, and the restrictions of that you've got to do the draft, like we'll see tomorrow night. Instead of being able to recruit like Nick Saban, Kirby Smart, and those guys, Steve Spurrier in his day, where you're getting sometimes 20 first-round draft picks and 5 second-round draft picks in your recruiting class, you only get 1 first-round draft pick usually. You only get 1 second-round draft pick, and everyone else gets 1. You don't get that in college
football. No, but I get that. But I guess an example would be like Trent Richardson. As dominant as he was, how does that not...
Looked like an NFL player the first day he stepped on the field.
It should equate to the NFL success.
And it did not.
Because he had literally 3 first-round draft picks blocking for him most of his career. And a first-round receiver out there that they had to cover. He didn't have that when he got to the NFL. He didn't have 3 all-pros blocking for him against the rest of the league.
You're almost inclined to go with a smaller school guy, but then you're like, but he's only played against smaller school. I mean, how do I evaluate that, right? But this kid from Toledo that's going to go in the first round.
Yeah.
Yeah, Quentin Mitchell.
Yeah, but then I look at that and I'm like, has he played NFL talent a lot in his career against NFL talent, you know?
But it seems like those guys always hit, Brownie. When they find a diamond in the rough like that, those guys seem to always hit.
You see how this is a 50-50 proposition now. Just listen to our conversation.
But Nick Fairley, I mean, how good do you think his NFL career was? Thought it was average.
Yeah, average, but he was unblockable at Auburn.
He was unblockable. So back to that, what does that have to do with anything? He's not relying on anybody.
When he is being blocked, he's not being blocked consistently by NFL talent.
Yeah, but he's getting double-teamed at the college level, which means he would have
guys who aren't NFL talent.
I get that, but I mean, there's just some, it just doesn't make a lot of sense.
Yeah. All right, top of the hour. Much more coming up on the draft in college football as we continue on. We've got an eye on the portal in basketball if anything shakes. But as we started the show telling you, according to Harry's Bar in Tuscaloosa,
we have not heard back from Grant Nelson.
Grant Nelson is coming back to Alabama.
Did you shoot him a DM?
I got Taylor. I figured we'd have a better success rate if she shot him something.
Yeah, probably so.
I'm not sure I like the way you use Taylor as our internet bait sometimes. Taylor, you shoot him a DM here. Let's see if he answers.
I mean, Brown agrees, don't you?
It's a better shot. I'm not going to lie.
Oh, it is. Undefeated. Top of the hour. Golf Card is also a great proposition right there. Man, a chance to get out and enjoy this weather. Great time of golf this time of year.
4 great area golf courses, just $99. 18 holes of golf and cart at Limestone Springs, Cross Creek, the Meadows, and the newly renovated Woodward Golf Club. Historic. Great golf course that is newly renovated. It's all presented by Urology Centers of Alabama. That's the value of $247, just $99, or get the Next Round Deluxe Golf Cart for $119. All 4 courses with cart, plus an exclusive Next Round Golf T-shirt, koozie, golf tees, and a sticker. There are 0 restrictions. The cart is good through October 2024. Supplies are limited, so get your golf cart now. NextRound.store. That is NextRound.store.
Follow John Lunsford on Twitter at JLunts.